it's still a social butterfly. You're an underclassman. You got a couple guys, a couple classes ahead of you, such as PJ Hall, that were kind of paving the way as the leaders of that group. Now that you're back in Tigertown, you're a senior. You're that upperclassman with a pretty young nucleus of players around you in that locker room. How have you taken on additional leadership responsibilities in your return to Clemson?
I've just been trying to incorporate what I was taught when I was a freshman by guys like Hunter Tyson, PJ Hall, Chase Hunter, and kind of rub it off on these guys. I think the experience that I had just the last 2 years will kind of help young players work out. But also, it's been different because we only have returning me and Dylan, and trying to abstain to keep that culture here has been a little bit of a challenge. But I think we've done a good job of instilling that the Clemson grit culture to our new guys. But I never back down from a challenge, so I've been trying to challenge myself just to be a vocal and physical leader every single day I walk in here. Just energy in every single lift, every single film session, and every single practice is something that we need to really embody, because it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a fun season, but a long season, and we have to approach every day, every game, every practice the same. And that's going to allow us just to put us over the top and be a really good team this year.
And RJ, you mentioned the work that you and others have put in throughout the course of this offseason. How much growth do you think this group has made as far as connectivity goes over the last couple months? Because I've had the pleasure of watching a couple practices, including yesterday, and it feels like this group is really starting to gel together very nicely for Coach Brownell and staff.
Yeah, I kind of said this last week at ACC Tip-Off. I think these last 2 or 3 weeks, we really gelled, especially on the offensive end. We've kind of found our strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, we're going to gel even more when we start playing other competition. But I think these last 2 weeks, we've been really good on offense. And I don't know really what that one thing that clicked, but I just think we started to really, share the ball more, turn the ball over a little bit less. But we've gotten better on the offensive end with our connectivity the last 2 or 3 weeks. And also, Chris Brownell has been honest about our defensive awareness, our defensive principles, and just flying around. So that's one thing that's high on our list right now, and I think when we connect on defense, we're going to be really good.
RJ, curious, I've wanted to ask this question to a student-athlete who has been somewhere, left, and then come back. In the time that you were gone and came back, were there any schematic changes that Brad Brownell has implored to this Clemson basketball team? Has there been any sort of like a schematic learning curve getting back in, or has it been pretty seamless in terms of picking back up both the offense and defense?
It's been pretty easy picking it back up. I think just what I went through the last 2 years has been engraved in my basketball mind. So even the first day I came back, I was like, man, feels good to be running the same offense and having the same defensive principles. So I wouldn't say he really changed anything schematically in the year or so, but I think just the details and the discipline that I had to re-inhabit was probably the hardest part just from leaving and coming back. But it's been really, really good for me, and I've already got much better from where I was in May.
Couple more questions for RJ Godfrey before we let him get back to it. RJ, I want to ask you about a quote from your teammate and Dylan Hunter up at ACC Tip-Off in Charlotte, talking about national championships and saying that the goal for this group rather is to be a championship caliber team. Is that something that you guys take pride in the locker room? Because it feels like during your tenure as a Tiger and with everything that's been accomplished in the last 5 years alone, Brad Brownell has really ascended this program into the national spotlight as a premier player within the ACC. Do you guys take pride in that in the locker room and just kind of living that out on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, 1,000%. I think just from the summer when me and Dylan were talking, we both been to the tournament twice, and we know what it feels like to have a deep tournament run, and we both know what it's like losing the first round. And I think just the feeling after losing those two games has really kind of driven us to take that next step of winning the whole thing. Even an ACC championship, a regular season, or a tournament championship, we want to feel satisfaction of of our labor, and we really want to bring home a trophy for Tiger Town, and that's something that me and Dylan embodied. And I remember one day, I think it was right before right when we got back from school, I wrote down national championship on the whiteboard. It was up for about 3 to 4 weeks, and I just made sure I before every lift and before every practice, I looked at it, and I think that just being on the whiteboard allowed me just to attack practices with a more aggressive mentality. But I'm definitely really hungry this year to win big.
RJ, a final question before we let you get running. Talk about tomorrow's exhibition inside of Little John Coliseum against Presbyterian. Number one, how excited are you to be back in Little John Coliseum? Hear your name over the PA voice, because I'm sure that's going to be just an absolutely unreal opportunity. And then number two, talk a little bit about how the Little John crowd can make an impact and why people should come out and support men's basketball this season.
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. It took me – actually, the excitement took actually a couple of minutes off my sleep last night, because I was up last night thinking about it, but I'm super excited to be back in Little John. I think everyone should come out, support. It's going to be, you know, really fun game. I think it's important because we have a whole new team. I think this game is going to allow us just to be familiar with our new team, and you come out and see just the way we play and our identity. So Little John has just done a good job this last 4 or 5 years of making, you know, a very hostile environment for our opponents. And so I really hope tomorrow's that same way, and I can't wait to be back out there and hear my name over the broadcast.
Man, it's going to be awesome. RJ, I'm going to ask you a very unserious question on your way out the door. You had purple keys in Little John Coliseum the last time you played, and since you left, they have been changed to orange. What are your thoughts on this? Are you team purple?
Are you trying to get him in trouble here?
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I'm stating the undeniable facts. Would you say that you're team purple or team orange for the keys in Little John Coliseum?
That's a hard question. I'm going to go – I'm gonna go orange. I think orange is it goes with everything. So I'm gonna just go orange, man. That's a tricky question.
It is a tricky question. And you still get that purple keys in Swan Pavilion as well during practice sometimes. So yep. You get the best of both worlds, if you will. RJ Godfrey, forward for Clemson men's basketball. RJ, brother, obviously, it's so great to have you back in Tigertown.
Yes,
excited that we made this happen this off season, and excited to see you back in action tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me on. Very blessed with this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, RJ. Appreciate him as always. Hoping we can get RJ as a pretty frequent